Today's lunch for the Nisal Chaim Luzer from Shai Moshe and the old Ritka Mas Moshe is released from Anachar Moshe. Be Yitzchus for Shalem Chaim Moshe and Malki and Brachamas for Malki and Yitzchum Fengaldino and Yitzchus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. We're in the middle of Simon Reish Pei Aleph. We are in the second half of the Ramah. The Ramah just told us that on Shabbos, as we know, there is a number of various different Pizmainim Zmiris that we add on to the davening. Says we're on page 120 for those looking inside. Ubechol davar im loya marai emach zirinaisa. For whatever reason you left out any, you forgot, you didn't have time, you left out any of the piyutim that we add on in Shabbos, we don't go back to say it. Mulvad in loy amal kelash shavas. We don't depart kelash shavas right after the keladon. If you didn't say that you do have to say machzir and I say we return him. Now we'll see what that means in the mishabura. Does that really mean we go back to that spot part of davening like usually what machzir and I say here? It means a little bit different. We'll get to that in a moment. The yesh laharich lahanim bezmiris. You should extend and sing by the zmiris. The ein limchais, very important. B'marach b'hem afopi shamoicha mechavim mishum bittel Torah. You should not be moicha those who daven long. Even forget about if your intention is because you want to get to kiddush. Even if your intention is because you want to have more time to learn Torah, you should not be moicha. U'mikol makom Shabbos a yontiv lo yarech yoyser midai. So there's a balance. Kedei sheyoich l'kardem shoshishes kol kamen simon reish peches that. If the person is davening in a way that you're going to be able to eat before Chatzais, you shouldn't slow him down. You shouldn't speed him up. You should let him sing the songs, a nice davening. But you shouldn't overdo it. You shouldn't finish in an oifen that you won't be able to eat until after Chatzais. As we'll see later on, you don't want to be fasting on Shabbos past Chatzais. And of course, you're not allowed to eat before davening. And therefore, you should make sure to eat before Chatzais. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Ubechol davar, we said if you miss anything, heina kol davar shemaisif and anything we add on b'shul Shabbos, v'afilo nishmas. Even nishmas, you should not go back. You should not go back for it. Stamazai agav. If a person comes late to shul, so we know a person comes late during the week. There's halachas that we learned. What can you skip in order to be able to daven tefillah b'tzibur? What happens if you come late on Shabbos? So it seems most of the Paiskim agree with this that the items that we say during the week, those take priority. Those are tadav shena tadav. So those take priority. So if you have a choice, I can either skip the halalikas or skip the parts that are added on for Shabbos. We should not skip the items that are regular that we say every day, and we should skip the items that are added on for Shabbos in order to be able to daven with a minyan. If we can say that the regular items, the halalukas and the regular items that we say every day, and in addition we can say something more, but we can't say everything. Nishmas takes priority. And obviously, the Kela Sheshavas, but the Nishmas takes priority over the other Kapitloch that we add. So we said that if you skip Kela Sheshavas, you have to say it. You finish Shemayin Esrei and you realize you skip Kela Sheshavas. We don't go back to the Birchas Kriya Shema and say Kriya Shema again. After you daven Shemayin Esrei, you should say the Lekelash Shavas. Miyascho, you should start Mishavach Noisim, the last stanza of Keladon. Umash Enkain Shar Zmiras, with the other piyutim that we add for Shabbos, Im Shachach Enchiyuv Lamer Machet Tvila, you don't have a chiyuv to say them afterwards. The Im Niskar, if you remember, Koidim Sheomar. Baruch atah Hashem Yoytza Ma'oros. You didn't yet say Yoytza Ma'oros. Shaloyom alakela Shashavas. You remembered you did not say Lakela Shashavas. Efsha, the Yeshlach Salahaskam Lakela Shashavas, according to the Prima Gadam. However, he stays at a Tzorich Iyon. Kosav, now, by the way, the Lakela Shashavas is the one piece that we add on Shabbos that specifically mentions Shabbos, which is why we say that's the one that you have to be careful to say. Kosav Achayodam. It's better not to skip any of this. these kapitloch, the Kalash Shavas, the Hakol Yeducha is mentioned in the Zohar. Shema Aminosh and Nusach Bracha Kachi. So since it's mentioned in the Zohar, it's not something that was just added on recently. We see this is a chelik of the bracha. Ulahanam, the Rama said we should be manim them henu. La amram benigun sheyash b'neima. You should say it in a nice tone that has a song to it. And sheoisim b'suka dezimra, like we do b'suka dezimra. Avaloi laharach harba, not to overextend it. V'kvar fligia kadmoinim bignus hamashayim hamarichim umafridim oisai ois michavertai v'teva michaverta. So they are not happy with those chazanim that because of the chazanis they're doing, they end up messing up the sentences. So again, we have to find the right balance. We're supposed to daven slowly. We're supposed to have a song to our tefillah. We're supposed to sing nigunim with our tefillah. However, we, as the Rama mentioned, don't go past chatzais. But here, we're bringing out another point. When the chazan, it's important to have a chazan that understands perish amilas, right? So otherwise, they're going with this long chazanis, right? They go ahead and they separate one word from the other. All of a sudden, it's like a bunch of individual words. The sentences don't, sometimes they're combining words that shouldn't, that there's really a pause or a comma or a period in between them. And they're separating words that shouldn't be put in them. Certainly, if the chazan is singing a song and he starts stretching out the last word, the yaitz ha-mairis, he's singing the last word, ha-mairis, the people, sometimes they'll answer amen before. As we've learned previously, the amen has to be immediately after the bracha, but it can't be before the end of the bracha. So when we over extend the davening, the song, we can potentially put people in that position. You have to be listening to the chazan as soon as he finishes the word, even if he's still in the middle of the nigun, you're supposed to. And so, amen. On the flip side, if he didn't finish the word yet, then you're answering the amen too soon. So certainly, you can't miss man kriya shema, you can't miss man tvila, and you have so zman kriya shema and tvila, that's for shachris. When you get it to musaf, you have to make sure to finish in time that you should be able to finish before that you should eat before chatzais. Agav, once we're talking about this, I saw something very, very beautiful. It's unbelievable when you look at the Gedolim, the Gaonim, that we're able to understand every word of the tefillah, where it comes from. I saw something very fascinating this morning that's kedai to share. If you look in the Shari Tshuva over here, so the Shari Tshuva goes through a whole bunch of words throughout the davening, what the correct pronunciation of it. And even sometimes similar words can be pronounced differently, right? Vayiru means they feared. Vayiru means they saw, right? So shvana can change the meaning of the word. But he says something very, very interesting over here. And he says as follows, and this I found... First, I was a little bewildered, and then I saw it came out very nice. In the Nishmas, and I just want to share this one, we can go through every word in Nishmas, but it's B'chal ayin l'cha tetzapa. That's what we say by the Nishmas, okay? Says the Shari Tshuva, Boimer matof b'shva, we say the tof with a sha, te, v'atzadi b'pasach, tetzapa. We all say it this way in every one of our siddurim. That's why it's printed. And as far as I know, and he says the Shari Tshuva, it's a mistake. But tzarech haloy mahatof bechirik, it should be t, right? T. Vatzadi b'shva, it should be tits, right? Tits pe. She'ena b'loshin erech locha vatzapa. The word tetzapa means I am waiting for you. It's not the word of I am waiting for you, right? Shehu inyan techelas v'tikva, hope. I'm hoping to you. He says that's wrong. Rat mi lashin habata, k'may einav begoyim titzpena. It's a lashin of habata, right? So he says, tzayfa umabed, you are looking, right, and seeing. Says the Shari Tshuva, we're all pronouncing it wrong. So I was very bewildered by this. If this is the Shari Tshuva printed in Mishnah Berurah, why do we all say the wrong incorrectly? So I started looking around a little bit, and I came across a Avud Raham. And Avudraham goes through, I didn't really have time to go through the whole thing. He goes through the entire Nishmas line by line. And he gives a pasuk that explains each word, what it means, the entire Nishmas from beginning to end. Okay. So he says, for example, he says, Nishmas kol chai, the neshama of every living person, right? And then we continue what we're going to say. We're going to be Meshabeach Terubai Nishol. He says that is coming from the concept of Loi HaMesim Yahaleluka. That's why he says, not the dead people can no longer praise God. So we're saying Nishmas Kol Chai, and that's the reasoning behind Nishmas, and so on and so forth. It goes through the whole thing. When it comes, and I know I might go off camera here because I just took a picture of the Tehillim. When it comes to Ba'ayin Lachot, the Tzapa, is that one place, I think it's the only place in there, he brings down two psukim. Okay? One pasuk he brings down over here. Moshe b'gvurasoi olam einav. His might is in the whole world. Einav bagoyim titzpena. These eyes are on the nations he oversees. Okay, so we see that that pasuk agrees with what the Shaarei Tshuva said. But then he goes ahead and he brings down another pasuk, boika erech lecha va'atzapa. I will arrange my davening to you va'atzapa, and I will wait expectantly for you to respond to my tefillah. So it's very, very beautiful. The Avodraham, in just this word, he explains both versions, the tzapa and the titzpa, that they are both they could both be correct in the davening. So I thought it was very, very beautiful how to be such a bucky and be able to look and understand every single word. Maybe one day we'll set up we'll go through this Avodraham so we can understand the entire Nishmas. Okay, let's start Siman Resh Pei Beis Kriyas HaTorah. Now we're moving from Shacharis, we're going to move into Kriyas HaTorah. Metzi'in Sefer Torah, we take out the Sefer Torah V'Korim by Shiva, we lay in seven Aliyas V'Mratzel HaHosef Mice. If you want to add on, break it up more, you want to add on more than seven aliyahs, you are able to take out, you are able to add aliyahs. Let's see the Mishabura on this. Might see we take out Sefer Torah. Yeshlem Brich Shmei. You say Brich Shmei when you open up the Arim, Psichas Arim, Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Chol, both on Shabbos and during the week. V'hanoisen Sefer Torah Mekabloi. Sometimes I see people don't know this, they make a mistake. The person who's taking the Sefer Torah and giving it over to the Chazan, and the Mekabloi, the Chazan who's accepting Sefer Torah for him, Tzarech Shehei B'Yamin. You should be giving it to with your right hand to the right side. Even you are a lefty and Lashanis position, you should not change because this is Kavanat Tzibur, right? So since most people are right, right is always considered Chashiv, even if it doesn't go person by person, it goes based on everybody's right hand. You should be handing it with your right and holding it on your right shoulder to the right. V'koyrin, and you read seven aliyahs. V'hu mitzvah midivrei seifrim. This is a mitzvah from the midivrei seifrim, the Rabbanan. However, this is a takana that goes all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. As it says over there in Siman Kuf Lamed Hey, so this goes all the way back from Moshe Rabbeinu. As we know, back then they didn't necessarily lane parsha by parsha. We have the parshas divided up as such that we finished the whole Chumash, Chamisha Chumash Torah every year. That wasn't the original thing, but the idea to lane and lane seven aliyahs goes all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shiva, hinei bizmana Mishnah yaminik sharish. Now, in the times of the Mishnah, the harishon shebekruyim, the first guy who got called up, haymevarach habracha lefrenah, he would make the first bracha shebracha banu. Va'achrein, the last aliyah, haymevarach habracha lacher, he would say dashanasan lanu. Okay, so the people in between would just get called up, and they would not make a bracha. They would vahem tzayim kula yaitzim brachas, and everybody in the between would be yaitza with the first and last guy's bracha. Va'achikach bezman ha'gemara iskinu. They change it. Shekol echad yivarech lefaneha. Everybody should make a bracha. Each person gets called up should make a bracha before ulachrein after k'moshe noyagayim as the minhag is today. Ve'imratz, if you want to add v'yashayim shayim kol echad me'kru yivarech lefaneha ulachrein kanal as we just meant. Since today everybody makes the bracha, ain't kedei lahayis of lahaber brachas. We don't want to just add on bracha stamazoi. And therefore, not everybody agrees with the idea that you can make hoysafas, that you can make as many aliyahs as you want. Remember, Back in the original Takana, no matter what, there was only two brachas said. Now that each person gets up, we don't just play around and add brachas, right? Ach, b'mkoy matzoyrech, kegoin, chasanoi, bris milah, if it's very necessary, you have a lot of kibudim, you have a chasan, and there's chasan needs, and the father needs, and you have a bris milah in the shul, and you have a yahrzeit in the shul, you have all these different going on in one Shabbos, you need b'cholkei ha'gavna, ein lachash zeh, you don't have to worry about it, and you're able to add aliyahs as needed. But stamazai to add just so you can give out more kibudim is not not everyone agrees that that is appropriate. Moikim, moisef, benasim shalayl hoysef harbut ne tarchatsi, but don't overdo it because tirchat tzibura. Mekayim sheyesh lachet shel tarumes eiz enoshim kishaloy yikra le tarir. There's some people who make complaints. I don't get an aliyah. Ain't tzarich ledakdik, but say you don't have to worry about it. So we have the Mishabru tells us now. Obviously, you have chiyuvim, but some people are getting insulted that they don't get enough aliyahs. You don't have to. Don't start adding aliyahs for it. Kasar Achayin, the B'Shabbos Akharin Shtei Parshiyos, when we read two parshiyos like we did last week, Yesh Likrais Minyan Chatzi Akruyim as Shiva Mikol Sidra, you should do half from each parsha. Dehenu Shekar L'Arvi Iktsas Meisei the Rishon Meisei the Sheni Shleish Pesukim Akapanim. You should take, which is how we do it. You take the Revi, and Revi is half in the first pasha, half in the second pasha. The Ein Lachas Rimasha Moisav Al Shiva B'Sei the Sheni. So if that week that you have two parshas, you're gonna add on aliyahs. Do all the adding on in the second parsha. Do 3.5 in the first parsha, half to start off the second parsha, and then if you need to add aliyahs, do it in the second parsha. Kevin Ein Shem Chuyev Bin Adin LaHaysav. Since you don't have to. You don't have to split up the hasafas, right? So in other words, let's say you plan on having 10 aliyahs, so you don't have to do 4.5 in the first, 4.5 in the 5 in the first, 5 in the second, or split one of them in the middle. Let's say you have 9 aliyahs. You don't have to do 4.5 in the first, 4.5 in the second. You always do 3.5, meaning Kayan Levi Shlishi is in the first. Revi always splits between the two parashiyos. And then you go ahead, and if you have to add aliyahs, you add it on in the second parsha. Okay, we'll stop over here, and in Yetz Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.